Now let's get a review of the day on Wall Street. Nick, the S&P 500 finished in record territory again today. Dow was up, but off its record, and the NASDAQ slipped a bit, right? John Beaver is on the phone line now. He's the president of Phase 3 Advisory Services. John, welcome back.
Well, thanks. Good to be here.
How did I do? Did I sum it up all right?
You did, and things are great. So we got Cubs, Sox, we got the market. So right now that news is good.
Yeah, the market keeps going up, right? I mean, the NASDAQ down a little bit today, but overall we're on a very nice trend.
We are.
And what do you attribute that to?
Well, we've got this talk about an infrastructure bill. We've got most S&P 500 companies are beating their earnings. The Fed is not backing off. They're not going to taper just yet. This all points to good things going forward. We've got a good possible fourth quarter GDP all the way up till then. So the market's in a happy mood right now. If we do get the Fed that decides to taper a little sooner than they've expected, and this isn't about raising rates, this is about the Fed reducing their purchases, increasing their purchases of bonds and then decreasing them, that's the taper, that could have an effect on the markets. And that might give us a 10% pullback. But until that happens, I think we're in a pretty good mood in the market.
All right, let's go back to the S&P reporting. You said most companies reporting are beating their estimates?
Yeah, we have about 60%, 65% are beating estimates right now. We'll have to see how the rest of it comes in. And the future, the next quarter or two, also look like they're going to be very, very strong. Got a lot of things happening with people going back to work. We've got the, obviously things opening up after COVID. So it looks good.
The jobless report this week, the claims dropped to 411,000, which drop is nice, but they were expecting a bigger drop, right?
Yeah, they were expecting a little bit bigger drop, but it's really not that big of a deal. It was a drop of claims from the previous week. Continuing claims decreased down to about 3.4 million. We may be leveling off a little bit here, so that's what seems a little bit disappointing. But this is minor. There's a lot of noise, especially in the summer. Summertime is very difficult. Now, just to give perspective, normally these unemployment claims run a little bit under 200,000. So we still have a ways to go to get back to pre-COVID levels. But we were at 6 million claims at the peak. I mean, so we've made a lot of good progress.
9 million job openings out there. How does that compare with what's typical?
It's quite a bit,
yeah.
Let me put it that way. And we've got 14.8 million people still receiving unemployment benefits of all kinds. And that's where the challenge is here, because where is that point where people really want to go back to work, where they have to go back to work? And the summertime is difficult because you got kids out of school, you got vacations. Maybe it's not the best time to be looking for a job. There's plenty of jobs available. That's not the issue. And, Bank of America economists, they estimate that the break-even number is maybe about 32,000, that below 32,000 pay, you're going to be more incentivized to collect the unemployment while it's available. So that's really what's going on right now. We've got about half the states by a couple of weeks from now, half the states that will have taken that federal unemployment benefit off the table.
John Beaver is the president of Phase 3 Advisory Services. Great information all the time, John. Great to talk to you again.
Take care.
You're listening to the Afternoon News. When we come back after the traffic, we will head to Florida to get an update on what's going on there.